Katie Hopkins claims there is a silencing of the right after LBC axing. I shared with you her essay last week as she called Muslim orthodoxy what it should be called. And I even remarked, she had a radio show, and I've invited her on this one, that she should be our correspondent in the UK, like Eben Tranholm is our correspondent in the EU. Well, she's under some kind of gag order. But that's when she had a radio show. And she had no more. We're not going to tolerate any of this attack or any of this truth-telling about Islam on UK radio. Folks, I got news for you. They won't tolerate it on American radio, which is why it is vitally, vitally important that the Crusade Channel remain the Crusade Channel, that we remain independent, that we remain listener-owned radio enterprise. Now, I posted on my Twitter feed, at The King Do, just a moment ago, why aren't you listening to this show this morning? Why are you listening to Eddie and the Breakfast Flakes? Folks, broadband radio is the future. And knowing that it's the future, next Monday we launch the next chapter in the Crusade Channel. Crusade Channel News. And it's all over the new website at crusadechannel.com. Well, check it out. You will have access to these newscasts. As a matter of fact, as the stories go up, they will actually be available on our live news ticker feed. And yes, that will become part of the app. I'll build that into the app. But next Monday, Celeste Youngblood at the anchor desk will begin Crusade Channel News, a original news product that you won't be able to get anywhere else. But I think should become very popular. And it should give you another reason to turn your friends and family and fellow parishioners on to the Crusade Channel. Why, I listen to this other channel because I get my news. Well, you can get your news from us now. And you can even get it on the app. And if you miss the news, we will make it available for you. That if you miss the 8 a.m. newscast, no worries. We'll get it to you. 844-527-8723. So, you news tipsters out there, start sending your news tips to news@veritasradionetwork.com. And that goes directly to Mrs. Youngblood to put the Crusade Channel newscast together. Now, back to Katie Hopkins. Katie Hopkins has spoken out following her axing from her radio show, saying that the liberal left load their anger onto other people following tragedies. The former broadcaster said she had made a deal with LBC not to comment since her departure, but said that generally there is a silencing of people with right-wing views. Ms. Hopkins was axed after she sparked outrage for calling for a final solution following the deadly bombing at the Manchester Arena on Monday night. Now, just note that. Outrage. So you're angry at a 48-year-old British woman who has a microphone, but you're not angry at the religion of peace. You think things aren't screwed up in the world, folks? That's Exhibit A. Again, angry at 48-year-old female British broadcaster. We're outraged. But not angry at Muslim orthodoxy. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Speaking to Fox News, she said, I can have no comment. It's been agreed. I've got no comment on my leaving of my radio show. But I think if we were to generalize and talk more generally about what we see happening, I think after any attack like this, there is huge anger, there is huge outrage, there is an overwhelming feeling of anger. People don't know where to put that anger, and I think certainly with the liberal left, They never quite look at themselves and wonder whether they are part of the problem, and they will load their anger onto other people. LBC, some British broadcasting company. By the by, in the UK, radio has gone broadband. They're not issuing any new terrestrial licenses. Radio has gone digital, broadband.
When you say UK, you say, no, they're not.
That would be you okay.
No, if you're texting, it's just UK.
Oh.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. LBC announced on Friday that Ms. Hopkins would be leaving the station immediately, but did not give any reason why. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, met her charge, please. Met her listener, please. You know why, and I know why. I know exactly why Katie has been asked to leave. She doesn't toe the line. She's not out there going, oh, Islam, Muslims are so awesome. We must be open and inclusive. We must all embrace suicidal tendencies. BBC media reporter Amal Rajan claimed there had been massive cheers and applause in the LBC newsroom when the announcement was made. Go ahead, laugh it up, fuzzball. You imbeciles that cheer this kind of stuff on and think that it's funny, or think that the demise of someone who is correctly outspoken like Ms. Hopkins, you're on the wrong team, pal. You know there was even a, in one of the post interviews at the end of the movie Patriot Days, which I told you not to watch. As soon as the film part of it gets done, turn it off. Unless you want to see apologetics for Islam, then watch it. One of the women that was interviewed there actually said that the incident made her more accepting of Islam than she was before. You can't, folks, you can't make this stuff up. Ms. Hopkins, now deleted tweet made in the hours after the attack, read this. Quote, 22 dead, number rising. Schofield, don't you even dare. Do not be a part of the problem. We need a final solution, Manchester. Close quote. Speaking Saturday, Ms. Hopkins said, I think there is a silencing that goes on the right. The right are calling for action. We want those people who are threatening us taken off our streets. In the interview, Ms. Hopkins also called Mr. Corbyn's comments that the UK's foreign policy is not working in light of the Manchester attack insulting. She added, the timing is horrible. It's not what we want to hear right now.